Off the Charts with Fergal Darcy.
Over the years, we've had sax solos. We've had Careless Whispers. God knows we've had Baker Streets. But they've all just had the underpants blown right off them by the blizzards and Show Me the Science. And joining me in the studio right now, I've got the Blizzards. Hello!
Hello.
How's all?
Beautiful introduction.
Thanks very much, Shane.
I always felt that I'd like to spend the rest of my life waking up to the sax solo and Careless Whispers.
But I thought you were going
to
say the sound of my voice, but anyway, no.
That too.
There is actually, do you know when you hear, there is a touch of that Father Ted moment of, ooh, no, we have to get rid of that sax solo, you know.
Yeah, we thought about that in the studio. But the reality with the sax solo is me and Justin, we're trying to play we had a guitar solo, but neither of us could play it. So we kind of felt, I think a sax solo fit better just because we couldn't admit that either of us couldn't play the guitar solo. So that's where the sax came from.
I'm loving it. Can I just say this? Even the video for this, I said this to you when I saw it. I just went, oh my God, it's like an homage to the 1980s. It has everything in there that you need if you grew up at a time, you know, which is cool.
Yeah, I don't know if we probably all agree. It's the decade where, I think what happened in the 80s is people stopped taking themselves so seriously, which was nice. Then we went back into the 90s and went into serious music again. But the 80s was a bit flamboyant and loads of self-expression, and the music was as kitsch and cheesy as it was, but that's kind of what we loved. I liked it. The rest of them were nodding their head going, no, we don't like it.
Where did the DeLorean come from? Where in the name of God did you manage to get a DeLorean?
DeLorean Factory.
Yeah. They have a DeLorean factory in Mullingar. They're still building them down there. they're still flying off the shelves.
We'll get them in there. We'll build it beside the fence. We'll be flying.
We have a mate called Liam, who's the type of lad you could ring up and say, we need some rare Norwegian wood from a railway track in the north of Norway, and he'll find it for you. He's just that type of lad. So I just asked him for a retro car, and turns up a DeLorean, so he couldn't do better than that.
That is pretty impressive. That is very impressive. So, that's the brand new single. It's out at the moment. Now, this is going to be an ongoing thing, though, isn't it? You're going to keep this team running for a while now, hopefully. Eh?
Yeah, I think the characters in the video are so strong, you see. And the guys who directed it and did A Crooked Gentleman, we kind of sat down and said, like, we've a couple of songs that kind of come down this kind of theme. And the two main characters in that video were just so strong, and you could carry a bit of a story with them. And I suppose that kind of stuff's not been done a lot, where you kind of team a video over maybe two or three videos and see what happens.
That's an intelligent move. Now there.
I wouldn't use the word just by chance. It was their idea, by the way, in case you're making us. It is. I think it's just, there's a bit of crack and a bit of fun, and the lads, as I said, the characters now.
We're in the next one,
casting.
I think.
We're in it a bit, yeah.
Definitely.
It sounds a lot stronger, guys. It sounds, your whole sound now compared to, say, back in the Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, things like that. This is a stronger sound for you now. You guys have become a lot more ambitious.
We're maturing. Yeah. I always find hilarious when people interview bands and they say, you're maturing a lot. That means your music's getting more subdued and shoegazy and sad. And so, I think we're having more fun with it. Like, it's that. Like, the thing as well is, like, when we started writing again for coming back with the songs, it was that idea that there is a lot of music out there, I suppose, where people's wives are leaving them and dogs are dying and stuff, and it's great, and you know, there's always been,
it's called country and western.
No, exactly. But it's, we kind of tried to play
you
off,
take a normal song and you turn it backwards, you know, so the dog coming home,
that's our next single. But I think it was just have a bit more fun with the stuff, and I think we all as musicians and studio, even a studio experience, we've learned that we haven't been gone away for 5 years. We've been kind of working on it. So yeah, the next couple of bits and pieces are fairly out there, but we'll see what comes with it.
You've got a lot of gigs coming up. July 7th, you've got Club Creation in Dungarvan. July 14th, Mallow Race Course. July 15th, Castle Comer Festival in Kilkenny. August 4th, La Cayla. We're going to see you at some other festivals as well. So I wish you well with the new singles.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to do wonderful. We're going to do one of your own, first of all. You're going to do postcards.
Did we ever do postcards?
No, we did it once.
Once on the radio. Well, we played it obviously before, but not on the radio.
It's the only time we've ever played this song in our lives.
Yeah, we wrote it and forgot about it.
Yeah, no, I like this one.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, here goes. Without further ado, this is The Blizzards and Postcards.
Shaking hands.
just doesn't make a difference. I see you kiss my bed and fall apart from sympathy. Say goodbye the way that you would have wanted. Under the darkest skies, I will be your shining light. When you fail to catch your breath, you must try and not forget. I'm the light that's surrounding you every time your darkness comes, and I'm still here. These are postcards from heaven, giving me the chance to say and your legacies cursed by a broken soul. I will do my best to mend it. Takes its toll. You may rise or you may fall, and I'm still here. I'm the light that's surrounding you every time your darkness comes, and I'm still here. These are postcards from heaven, giving me the chance to say. Time I have with you. And I will always be beside you, lift you up when life can help you. Though I cannot speak your name, hold your hand, I touch your skin, I am still here. I'm the light that's surrounding you every time your darkness comes, and I'm still here. These are postcards from heaven, so I've a chance to say goodbye, and I'm still here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. I'm telling you, if we do another whole lot of live album, I'll be banging that on there. I'll tell you if I get my way. The arrangement on that was absolutely fabulous. Quite a few texts coming in here as well saying, Ferg, one of the most underrated songs ever. Absolutely love that. That will be my funeral song. That's from Joe. Another one was saying, oh my God, that arrangement was unbelievable. Love Brezzy's voice. Fair play to him and the lads. They're always a great gig. Fair play, boys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
You're going to stay with us and do another song for us in a while?
We absolutely are, yeah.
Off the charts with Fergal Darcy.
We're doing Polyphonic Spree, Light and Day, which is kind of suits the weather, I suppose, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's actually a choir originally, but we've tried to tone it back a little bit and see how we get on with it. But I love this song. We all loved it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful to have the Blizzard in the station, and here it is.
The charts with Fergal Darcy.